The United Nations Security Council renewed the mandate of its interim security force in Abyei for 6 months. In its resolution 2630, the UN Security Council said that the situation in Abyei constituted a threat to international peace and security and extended the mission's mandate until 15th November. The Security Council first modified UNIFIL's mandate in December 2021 to add task of supporting a joint border verification and monitoring mechanism of Sudan and South Sudan. The resolution also decided that UNISPA should maintain the authorized troop sailing at 3,250 and authorized police sailing at 640. The UN urged the governments of Sudan and South Sudan to provide full support for UNISPA to implement its mandate, including deployment of personnel, reiterating that Abyei shall be demilitarized from any forces and armed elements, and UNISPA and Abyei Police Service will take charge of security in the contested area. The paramount chief of the Meseria community, Mukhtar Babur Nimr, welcomes the extensions of UNISPA's mandate in Abyei, saying it will give the Meseria and Ngok Dinka more time to improve security in the region.
The Dinka Ngok seemed not to be interested in peace because there had been some violations from their side. We are for peace, and if the UNISPA mandate has been extended, then we want them to do more this time, so that there is peace between the communities.
Nimr says he expects the UNISPA to stabilize the deteriorating security situation and improve the poor relations between Meseria and the Ngok Dinka. He says UNISPA should push the Sudan and South Sudan to expedite the determination of the final status of the disputed region. The acting paramount chief of Ngok Dinka, Kualpiok, also welcomes the extension of UNISPA's mandate, but says the UN peacekeeping mission should do more this time to avert attacks in the area.
If the UN is going to improve security in Abyei, that's what we want now. The security situation has been growing, but recently, like last night, there was an attack in Anet and people lost lives. What we want now is the protection of the people.
The spokesperson of Abyei Administrative Area, Ajak Deng Mien, says the international community and the brokers of the 2005 Comprehensive Peace Agreement should pressure the governments of Sudan and South Sudan to come make a decision on the final status of Abyei.
We will not remain in this circle of extension of the forces, and then there is no final status. So we are asking for the time international community to pressure the two countries to come up with the final status of Abyei. Because people are here vulnerable. They are disarmed, they are not allowed. South Sudan army is not allowed to do anything or even people to protect themselves. So in that nutshell, we welcome it and we want them to come up to the level of the protection that is in their mandate.
In recent months, violence has intensified in the contested region despite the presence of UN peacekeeping forces in the area. More than 40 civilians, including women and children, were killed and many others injured in separate incidents after suspected armed Meseria Arabs nomads from neighboring Sudan invaded the area last month, according to Abyei authorities. Abyei straddles Sudan and South Sudan's borders. In 2011, fighting erupted in the area. Khartoum and Juba agreed to allow a neutral peacekeeping mission to foster security in the area until a political solution was reached. The area is shared by the Meseria Arab nomads from the north and the Ngok Dinka. UNISPA monitors the border area between the north and the south and is authorized to use force in protecting civilians and humanitarian workers. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaiding in Bor.